Chapter 18. Jericho paused on the corner of St. Anne and Royal as he and Delphine waited for Acheron to join them. What the hell was going on? It had been eerily quiet for days now as they waited for Noir's next attack. They knew it was coming, and it hung over all of them like a pall. But even so, he took comfort in knowing that Delphine was willing to stand by his side and meet whatever came his way.
"What are you doing here?"
He turned at the sound of Jared's voice, surprised to see him in New Orleans. It had been the first time he'd seen the Sephiroth since they left Colossus.
"We're waiting on Ash," Delphine answered. "What are you doing here?"
Jared indicated a couple over his shoulder.
"Demon sitting."
Delphine frowned as she saw a Caranti female with long black hair dressed as a human goth in a short skirt, corset, and striped leggings, with another demon dressed as a steampunk. The demon would almost pass for human, except for a small pair of red horns on top of her head. Like the Caranti, the male demon's hair was black, a mop of dreads with a pair of goggles buried deep in them. He had a small goatee and black fingerless gloves that jutted out from the sleeves of his oversized coat, but the most peculiar thing was a pink bunny strapped to one hip by his belt, and a mutated teddy bear strapped to the other. Yeah, they were odd-looking, no doubt. And they were eating double-scoop ice cream and window-shopping like two college students who didn't have a care in the world. At least until the male got a dab of ice cream on his nose. Laughing, the female wiped it off, then licked her fingers.
"Do I want to know?" Delphine asked.
"Not really. But as long as they're not eating the tourists or natives, it's a good thing, and I'm not complaining."
Jared inclined his head to the street behind them.
"There's Ash."
Delphine turned to see him striding alone down the dark street, with a black leather backpack slung over his shoulder. His long black coat billowed out from his black jeans and raised by Bat's t-shirt to show off his burgundy Doc Martens. Yes, Delphine was in love with her husband and considered him the best-looking man in the universe, but there was something about Ash that made a woman take note. Ash pulled a pocket watch out to check the time as he joined them.
"What are we doing here?" Jericho asked.
Ash tucked the watch back into his pocket.
"We're waiting."
That didn't seem to appease Jericho.
"For?"
A liquid silver Jaguar XKR came flying up the street to make a sharp turn. It slammed on the brakes and skidded into a parking space behind a black truck on the side of the street a few feet in front of them. Now that was impressive. It landed in a perfect position, just inches off the truck's bumper. The only way Delphine could have duplicated that would have been to use her powers. As if on cue, the door opened. A tall, insanely handsome dark-haired man with jet-black eyes rolled out of the car into the street. But that wasn't what made her take notice of him. It was the double bow and arrow mark on his cheek. That was the sign of a dark hunter. And as the man joined them, Delphine felt the power and the hatred that was ingrained in him. Rarely had she felt its equal. This man held some of the rawest abilities she'd ever come across. He cast a barely tolerant glare at Acheron before he gave Jared a nasty once-over.
"Why am I here, Rex?"
His voice thick with a Cajun drawl, he rolled the last word out like a barbed insult. Ignoring it, Acheron scowled at the car.
"Damn, boy, how lazy are you? Why didn't you walk? We're only a few blocks from your house."
He rolled his shoulders in a casual yet irritating shrug.
"I like my car."
Ash rolled his eyes.
"Jericho, Delphine, I thought you might want to meet the asshole you're helping to protect.
Negotiate, this is Jericho and his wife, Delphine.
Jericho choked in surprise.
This is the Malachi?
Ash grinned wickedly.
In all his pain in the ass glory.
Nick glowered at Ash.
Are we through now, Dad? Can I go play with my friends if I promise to be a good boy? I'll even try to make it home by curfew.
Ash laughed evilly.
Oh, absolutely, son. In fact, here come your new playmates now.
Delphine turned as a deep-throated Hayabusa roared down the street with a sound that was all power and speed. It parked just in front of the truck, blocking it in, followed by a Lamborghini Murcielago and another Gixxer Hayabusa parked in front of it. Delphine crossed her arms over her chest as the helmets came off to show one incredibly sexy woman with insanely curly brown hair. Granted, Delphine wasn't attracted to other women, but she had to admit the woman was absolutely stunning. Her biker outfit only accentuated her long, slender limbs, and she had a walk that said she'd